Now, women's health has become one of the points of contention within the Turnbull government's policies, with planned funding reductions to pap smears, blood and urine tests. These cuts would cost you about $30 after the changes go through, but it would save the government around $650 million. As a result, the Greens held a rally last weekend called the These Cuts Are Killing Us, which was held in multiple Australian cities. And the aim was to raise awareness of the proposed changes to women's health funding. I'm now speaking with Emma Bacon, who organised the rally. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today, Emma.
That's great. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Though I think I should clarify that whilst I'm a member of the Greens and some other people are, It was a very large group of people that were organising the rallies. Whilst we called them, it was great to have so much support from the unions and other different political groups.
Oh, that's really good. And what exactly were the aims of the rally on Saturday?
Well, I think we wanted to really highlight that despite the fact that the Turnbull government described this as a saving and that the cuts would actually be good for people, or whilst some people might be worse off, on the whole, it would be good for, you know, Australian people because of the budget. We want to highlight how it would affect the most vulnerable, especially, in particular, women, people in rural areas, LGBTI people, people with disabilities, and people with chronic illnesses. And so the purpose of the rally is to actually say that healthcare funding is important, healthcare should be a right, and highlighting that side of things rather than everyone always focusing on any sort of budget accounting.
And how would the proposed changes affect women, especially those with a disability and those from the LGBTI community, and also those with chronic health issues?
So to sort of go through those one at a time, essentially, well, the big picture framework is that providing any sort of financial disincentive to healthcare is going to affect those who are most vulnerable. So people with disabilities, chronic health problems, people in rural areas, often women in more precarious employment. Anyone who is more likely to have financial difficulties will be hit hardest by a financial disincentive. But for women, and you would have seen very early on, regular tests such as pap smears, people already don't really like getting them. And so saying, oh, it's going to cost you $30, we'll put them off and put them off. Very early on, someone contacted us saying his mother had died 10 years ago from cervical cancer, and if it had been caught 6 months earlier with a pap smear, she might be here with us today. Mm. When it comes to people with chronic illnesses and disabilities, again, we've been approached by lots of different people who say they need ultrasounds or blood tests several times a year and quite regularly. And if they can't afford it, if they're a student or in precarious employment or unemployed, then they will just put them off. And they're really scared about how that's going to affect them. And when it comes to LGBTI people, particularly gay men who are more at risk of contracting HIV, having free, accessible HIV tests is very important, especially for people in rural areas who are less likely to have access to services, unlike the ones in the city, which are provided free and anonymously.
And so what exactly are the proposed changes to funding?
So the proposed changes are to get rid of the bulk bill incentive payments. So these are payments that go directly to pathology companies in order to disincentivize them charging people for their services. They were introduced in 2009, I'm pretty sure. In 2012, they stopped increasing, so we stopped being indexed. And so it's not some way the Liberals have gotten around saying, oh, no, we're not cutting to Medicare, is because the bulk bill incentive payments are different to the Medicare rebate.
Okay. And so the Health Minister, Susan Ley, asserts that $650 million being pulled from the system will mean that pathology companies will compete and that prices will be low or free as a result. What's your opinion on this?
Well, even in her own words, what they're doing is trying to bring it in line with other services, like GP services, where people will shop around to either go to a bulk bill service or to one where they pay. the thing is that that relies on a competitive market for pathology. So immediately, especially in rural areas, and even at the Liberal government's admission, that competition doesn't exist. And so people will be much more vulnerable to any sort of increase in costs, and they won't be able to go to a different service. They won't be able to go down the road. They might not be able to go to a different town. It's really unsure how far they would have to go in order to find a health service. So the government's relying on competition keeping prices down. But without a competitive market, that's fundamentally not true. And pathology companies were the ones that came out early on and said, we're going to have to introduce billing systems, we're going to have to introduce following people up and whole finance departments. We can't tell you how much it's going to cost. So that $30 number from very early on, they just said, this could be the cost, but we don't know, prices could blow out. And so on one hand, you've got Susan Ley saying competition will keep things down. On the other hand, you've got the big pathology companies and big associations saying, we will be introducing costs.
That does not sound positive, does it?
Not at all.
Now, these funding changes may well mean that a co-payment for services could be introduced. Would it not simply be easier to raise the Medicare levy?
That's one option. To be honest, we're more focused on the cuts. One thing that we've suggested as a possible way going forward is to, when it comes to pathology, create a public alternative, so a publicly run pathology alternative for people to use if they wish. That would have to be funded at the beginning, possibly an increase in the Medicare levy, but ideally it will be an ongoing, effective, sustainable service. So, yes, could be funded with the increase of the Medicare levy. That level of policy is not really our wheelhouse.
Well, Emma, thank you so much for joining us today on 2SER.
Thank you.
That was Emma Bacon, organiser of the These Cuts Are Killing Us rally, speaking to me today about last Saturday's multi-city rally on funding cuts to healthcare.